Well, I started off as a painter, but even when I identified as a painter, I still was doing practices that involved some form of how we move through space. Yeah. But in terms of space, I mean like physical space, but also the intersection between the private and the public, or the intimate and the public, or the how the world affects us, how we affect the world. Just those sort of boundaries where one thing goes into another, or change occurs. Mm. Walking for me is a space of freedom and opening, often, because you're not claiming the space, so you're not confronting with other users or other people who have a claim to that space. Because you're walking through, you're sort of in this other, you're not seen as such a threat. And maybe that's part of what walking is this acknowledgement that we're moving through, as opposed to occupying. So we're sort of like the guest as opposed to the owner. There's something powerful I feel about moving. Because there's also this thing of being afraid to stop. And when you're a woman alone and sit somewhere, because then you become available to the approach of somebody else. But if you're walking through and you have that feeling of walking through, I feel less vulnerable often when I'm walking than when I'm not walking. There's way more that we project and communicate through our bodies. I feel like scent is really important, and it's probably something that we don't really understand. I think there's probably other signals and other ways of knowing and perceiving that can only happen with a physical body in space, and that it's not the same as a photograph, it's not the same as sound, it's not the same as creating an installation in a different place, talking about this other place, that there's something really vital about the physical body in that physical space at that time, and that there's, I think there's just things we do not know the words for and we cannot articulate, that we haven't really found an alternative way of communicating what probably thousands and thousands of things that just kind of we don't have words for, and so we don't know how to say it. And so I think women who do performance with their bodies in public space are like incredibly powerful political actors. You know, women's bodies are so managed. Controlled. Well, in every public space, or so-called public space. And so for me, I think it's really important that women take up that space. Yeah, I don't know, I just feel like it's really necessary that women have the same feeling of freedom to partake in the public sphere as how I perceive. And I'm not saying that men don't have limitations too, because they certainly do, and certainly it's way easier for me to go places than it would be for a black teenager, for example, that there's always going to be restrictions and biases and racism, but I think above all that, there is just the gender is really strong still in a very subversive, so pervasive way that it's difficult to see.